Hi, Nikki. The Dayton International Peace Museum has two events on Sunday. Their new exhibition, Peacemakers, Women of Liberia, will open at 12:30. It features the work of two of our 2012 Nobel Peace Prize laureates and other Liberian women who came together to end Liberia's civil wars. And the film, In the Land of Blood and Honey, will be screened by the Neon Movies at 3 p.m. in partnership with the Peace Museum. Check it out at DaytonPeaceMuseum.org and also NeonMovies.com. Can you tell the difference between a maple and an oak when the trees have no leaves? Believe it or not, it's not that difficult if you know where to look and know the many clues. On Sunday from 1 to 2:30 p.m., you can join a park ranger to learn how to identify trees in the fall and winter. Meet at the Huffman Prairie Flying Field Interpretive Center located on Wright Brothers Hill, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, nps.gov/DAAV. WISO is now accepting applications for the 2013 Community Voices Training Course. The course meets for a Saturday seminar once a month for 6 months, from January to June. Participants learn to record and edit audio, conduct interviews, write for radio, and ultimately produce a feature story. Apply now. Applications for the 2013 training are due December 3rd. Go to wisu.org/communityvoices. Many new events and programs are taking place at the Dayton Art Institute this fall, and the museum is issuing a call for new volunteers to help staff all of its exhibitions, programs, and events. They are seeking volunteers of all ages and abilities for a variety of roles within the museum. DaytonArtInstitute.org and search for volunteer. Gotta go. Charlie, it's getting closer to Turkey Day. Campbell.